Hey guys, this is Adam from the podcast, and you are listening to Quick Clips. Quick Clips are condensed versions from one of our previous podcast episodes, featuring some of the interesting things our guests had to say. If you want to hear the full episode, we'll have it in the show notes below. And with that, let's start the show. What is different about doing exotic and or, you know, just let's just say classic vehicles that is so much more different than doing collision repair?
Everything, literally everything. Like I don't do really collision work because I've never done it. I don't know anything about it. Now, that being said, we've had jobs where, you know, like we did a charger that was stolen and keyed from one side to the other. We've done stuff like that for, you know, good clients, but I always go way too far. I don't make any money on it. I'll sand and rub the whole car. You know, it's just, I can't get out of that mindset.
You don't even know what blending is because the whole vehicle just gets blended. Right.
Well, we do. So, I mean, some of these repairs that we have to do on these cars, we still have to blend some of them. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, to take a guy and I'm not knocking the collision industry at all because it's something I know nothing about and I'm fascinated by it because I've never done it. So somebody painting 10 cars a day to me is crazy. I have a lot of respect for that, you know? But to take a guy that's a collision guy and, you know, put him on a car and say, hey, surface this car 100% straight is a different world, man. And you got these, you know, these companies out here that make blocks and, you know, help people try to understand how to do it, but it's years of practice, years of doing it. If you don't know what you're looking for, it's really hard to block something straight and say it's straight. Now you might put that block on there and block on it for hours and hours and hours and think it's straight. But if you're a collision guy and you're not gun sighting that panel, you know, and you haven't done that for years, then do you really know what you're looking for? You know? So it's every step of the process is totally, completely different.
Would you be able to say what your average restoration job kind of takes as far as hours go? Let's say that someone finds something that's not totally rusted out, you know, isn't a fucking total barn find, but, you know, is in okay condition, but everything needs to be straightened out and, you know, maybe some panels need to get replaced. It needs a total repaint. Are we looking at 100, 200 hours of restoration or what are we, looking
at? Wow. More than that, hundreds and hundreds of hours. I mean, depending, you know, these cars, even the two doors are so big and there's so many parts on them. It just takes tons of hours. Number one, to get them to fit right. Cause you're taking cars from the, you know, teens, 20s, 30s, and trying to fit them the way that they've never been fit without replacing panels, because a lot of the guys don't want to replace all the panels because, let's be honest, it's all original sheet metal. They want to use the original sheet metal. I don't blame them. I would too. On a lot of these cars, the door frame is made out of wood and then the metal is wrapped around and nailed in place. So on a lot of them, the wood rots out. So you have to pull all those nails, peel the sheet metal off, repair the wood, wrap the sheet metal back around and nail it in place. I mean, it's hundreds and hundreds of hours.
Are we fabricating metal panels?
Yeah. So I don't do that, but I have a awesome metal fabricator, Detroit Metal Shaping, about 30 minutes from here, Joe. Dude's fantastic. Yeah, you learn from one of the best guys on earth, Mike Cleaves. So any major metal work that we need done, he always, you know, knocks it out for us and he does a beautiful job.
A lot of what these car owners want is they want original parts, but they don't kind of want it the way that it was back then. They kind of want it modern fit and fitment, fit and finish, I guess I should say fit and finish, but with all original parts. Do you think that's probably a fair assessment?
Yeah, as many original parts as possible. Wow. Like we're doing a 1912. Yeah, we're doing a 1912 Packard right now. It's going to Pebble Beach here in a couple of weeks. But the fenders, so it's got a lip that goes around the edge of the fender and it's riveted on and it's like hundreds of rivets. Well, there's no way to make that fender completely straight because every rivet is done by hand and every one is sunk. You know, one might be sunk more than the other one. And then the other one might be, you know, a little bit higher than the other one. So sometimes it's give and take too, because you don't want to replace the fenders from 1912, you know? So could I have Joe make a brand new fender that was perfect? Absolutely. Is that the right thing to do? I don't think so. You know, the fender, there's nothing wrong with the fender. The sheet metal's in great shape. So, you know, sometimes there's give and take. I mean, you're going to have dimples around the rivets more than others on some areas, but you have to kind of live with that stuff with these cars too. You know, it's not a 69 Camaro that you're doing, you know, $200,000 worth of metal work to and making it all perfect. And then, you know, the original sheet metal doesn't matter.
Hey guys, Adam from the podcast. I hope you are enjoying today's episode. Just wanted to ask you a quick favor. If the show has brought you value in some way, would you mind giving us a review and sharing the show? It really helps the show get out there. Also, if you are looking to expand the services that your shop offers and you want to do more than collision work, you should really check out our company, Clarity Coat. Clarity Coat is a peelable paint that allows body shops to offer color changes cheaper than a repaint while still looking like real paint. You can also offer clear protection that has no edges and is sprayed instead of laid. Unlike vinyl and PPF, Clarity Coat can be sanded and polished, so you can give your customer the exact look that they are wanting. If you are looking to expand your shop services, go to claritycoat.com and fill out our Become an Installer form. All right, let's get back to the show. How in the world are these vehicles getting passed from collector to collector, or are these like just some insanely high level barn finds or whatever? Because I can't imagine paint sheet metal from 1915. Just staying held together, like, just because I mean we've all driven in the countryside or whatever and see just some random dude just has like 20 vehicles parked out in a lot, and I just have a hard time believing that a vehicle being out in those conditions for 80, 100 and plus years is just we can use the original door sheet metal, like, it's not rotted at all. Like, how does that happen?
So some of the cars are cars that have been done over the years, which, you know, you're battling people doing them wrong and, you know, stuff like that. A lot of these cars, the sheet metal on them is aluminum, like that 1912 Packard.
Really?
So the sheet metal itself is aluminum. The moldings on it are brass. And then each molding has a zillion holes in it that are riveted with steel rivets. So you have all kinds of different materials and that's the other thing. Everything shrinks and expands at different rates, you know, so you're kind of battling that as well. But the outside part around the door is all wood, bare wood. So you have to, you know, use a two-part clear epoxy. It's called West Systems. Sand all that, because that all gets painted. It's got to be like a sheet of glass.
Do you have a favorite vehicle that you enjoy restoring?
Probably the Delage that we did. It was owned by Charles de Gaulle, which was like the first president of France, so to speak. That was one of my all-time favorite cars. It was beautiful. It was a black car with silver all on top. The van opened kind of like a mini door, like a minivan. It had like a handle in the center. You turn the handle, and the whole door would pop out and slide back on this big hinge. It's really cool.
What I am curious is, if, you know, we go back to like 20s, 30s, 40s, you know, whatever. Is there a brand of vehicle out there that, from your knowledge or from what you've experienced, just kind of has this little bit better fit and finish than everyone else out there?
Yeah. So any of like what would be higher end cars back then, like, you know, you could buy a Model A for what, $300 or something, $320. And then you buy a Duesenberg and, I mean, you're talking $20,000, you know what I mean? Yeah. So how many Model A's could you buy for that $20,000, you know? That's why the movie stars owned them. But the fit and finish is really nice compared to a lot of the other cars. Same thing with like some of the Delages were really nice, but we did one, we had to have it done for Pebble Beach and like from bare metal to done in like 23 days or something.
What was the project that took you the longest?
It was probably, well, before I started my own shop, it was probably that Delage at the other shop. I mean, that was a very involved car. Like I said, we had like 6 or 8 photos to go off of that we had to recreate the entire car from. So,
man,
it was years. I mean, years and years.
On your vehicles, would you just do, if you had all the time in the world, you would take a sabbatical, right? Like, you took a year off.
Right.
Would you just do full on restoration, or would you kind of go edge towards that, you know, OEM plus type feel?
Yeah, I'd put a Roadster shop chassis underneath it with a supercharged LS motor in it, and I would make it so that I could get in it and drive it to California and back if I wanted to. You know, I wanted to, like, a brand new Corvette with a 70 Chevelle body on it. You know, I mean, I think that, and that being said, I think that we're, you know, I think it's going to come full circle and people you know, there's so many people doing that. I think that there's going to be a whole nother respect for all original cars, you know, like 69 Chevelle with the original 396 in it. I think that there's going to be another push at some point, you know, to have those cars restored again.
Is there anywhere else that you would like to direct these guys or, you know, where they can get in contact with you?
You know, if you have any questions, I'm always down to help, you know, as best I can. Obviously, it's kind of a hand-on business, you know, hands-on business, and you just got to put in the time. And the most important thing is learning from somebody that knows what they're doing, which is really difficult because when you're starting out, how do you know if that person knows what they're doing?
There's quite a bit of a barrier to entry, you know, with the older guys or, you know, maybe not so much yourself, but with some of the other guys in this industry, you know, I imagine that they don't want to, not that they don't want to give the information away, but they don't want to waste their time is probably the better way to put it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And all I can tell people that are getting into the industry is show up on time. You know, do what's asked of you. If you're asked to sweep the floor for a month, sweep the floor for a month and sweep it as clean as you can get it, because you're showing that you're willing to put in the work to go to the next thing. You know, I mean, I mopped floors for months before I ever did anything, you know? I mean, I think that gets lost is, you know, you're like, oh, I'm just taking garbages out and sweeping. No, you're not. You're showing whether you're willing, whether it's worth putting the time in to teach you over the next, you know, 3-4 years. That's a big investment for any shop.
All right, that does it for today's Quick Clips. If this episode has brought you value, would you mind giving us a review? Also, if you would like to learn more about Clarity Coat and what it can do for your business, please visit us at claritycoat.com. See you on the next one.